Sisters, dear, dear sisters, the forest has always provided for us in the past, and tonight will be no different. For tonight is truly a gift for us all. Just as the earth has conceived us, we shall conceive on this night and usher a new era within our coven. Years ago, the forest gave us a male to lend his seed to us. And tonight shall be no different, for I sense that a male is near. You all, one by one, will graciously accept his seed, multiple times if needed. Our bellies will be full with life, as like the earth, and his loins will be, well... It is a sacrifice that he will have to make. Girls, girls, I know that you are craving for him to arrive, and he shall. I promise he shall. For the forest has never lied to us once. It always gives us what we need. We shall have a bountiful harvest. My sisters, I sense that we are being watched. You, over there. Don't think I can't see you. The forest tells on you. It betrays you, for it does not know you. Come out from those bushes. Make yourself known. There you go. Stranger, were you peeping at us? Did you like what you saw? I bet you did. Just a bunch of women in cloaks with nothing underneath. Seems like a fantasy come true, huh? Girls, good news. This is the male. This is the one that shall impregnate all of you. What do you mean, what? You serve a purpose, even if you don't realize it. Tell me, what has you out in the forest to begin with? You decided to go jogging this late at night. Oh, really now? Was it by your own will? Can you truly say that it was by your own will? Or what you assume is your will? Let me tell you something, darling. Your illusion of free will is cute. Tell me, you were jogging. I bet you the path was very far away from this location. What had you going off the beaten path and finding this area? We are so secluded. Not many know of our existence here. So, what had you venturing deep into the woods this late at night? Was it truly jogging? I don't think so. It is much too dangerous out here alone. And yet you arrived here, safe and sound, completely unscathed, in such perfect condition. You want to know why? Because you were meant to be our seed carrier. And our forest provides us nothing but the best. It is the will of the forest for us to mate. And we would not dare go against its will. It has provided for us ever since the beginning, and it will until the very end. We will nurture it. It will nurture us. We will respect it. And in return, it allows us to experience such wonderful things, such as tonight, where you will fuck us one by one until you can no longer move. And even then, we will still try to see if there's any seed left in you. I can assure you, we will harvest you completely. Until there's nothing left. But don't worry. You'll enjoy it. Sisters, let the mating ceremony commence. As High Priestess of this coven, I shall enjoy his seed first. Disrobe me. Male, tell me. Do you still think you have free will? So then, why are you not leaving? Multiple women in the middle of the forest, wanting to be fucked, and you don't find anything weird about that? If you had free will, I'm sure you'd be running away by now. Unless you want this to happen. Look at you. I'm so close to you. Touching your face, stroking you. You do not flinch. It's as if you want this to happen. It's as if you understand your role, and you're more than willing to be used. Oh. You're even kissing back. Very quick. The last one pretended to put up a fight. But you're accepting this. This is good. You understand now. The forest has helped you understand. Look, sisters. He finally understands his place. See how he takes control. He's turned me around and has started to bite and kiss my neck. This too will happen to you. Just believe in the power of the forest, and all the wonderful things of this world will be bestowed to you. Show us the tool that will be used to fulfill the mating process. We are just begging to see it. Oh, wow. Sisters, behold, this is the tool that we've been waiting for. Let me kneel to it. This is the tool that will have us begging to our gods. Oh God. We have waited so long for your arrival, to the point that we're almost desperate. I can't help but to rub it on my face. The smell, the wetness, the length, the thickness. Oh yes, this will do perfectly. to my younger sisters joining us for the first time for this ritual, congratulations. Pay close attention to what I do. First, we must prepare him. Remember to treat this phallus like the beast it is. Attack it with your mouth. Give it all that you've got. But I warn you, be careful about how you handle the balls. And remember to not use any teeth. Unless this one's actually into that. Are you? Then refrain, sisters. You heard him. We don't need him out of commission just yet. First, we must bestow a generous amount of saliva on his member. Observe. Focus on the tip first. This one's already excited. So it shall not take too long. Just focus on making it wet for your pleasure. I think this will do. We don't want to suck for too long. While the seed tastes great, it must serve another purpose. Maybe once we're all done being fucked, we can take a little extra time to really practice giving blowjobs. I'm sure that this one will love it. Oh, I can't stop myself. But I must. Now lay down in the middle of this pentagram. You look shocked. Did you really walk over here and not notice the massive pentagram on the ground? Were you that entranced? It really comes as no shock. Everything is happening as the forest wishes. Now look at me. This is a body meant to be fucked by the chosen male. You will enjoy it, as I will enjoy you. Now be still as I mount you. Cease your rambling. Focus on the task at hand. Do not think of anything else. Do not think of anyone else. No one outside of this forest loves you. Not as much as we love you. Just enjoy the moment. And don't you dare even think about holding back. By dawn, I will be filled with your seed. That I can promise you. Don't be shy. Touch me. This one groans a lot more than the last one did. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's enough teasing. I enjoyed rubbing up on that pole of yours. And from the looks of it, you liked it too. But I need you inside of me now. Get ready. I know I sure am. Oh, this wonderful feeling. I've missed you. Hear that, sisters? He seems to really like this. Which one of us is going to come first? I bet it's going to be him. Hear that, man? They think I'm going to win. This must be a battle, huh? Well, I can tell you one thing. I never lose. You keep your mouth open like that, and I'm gonna have to get one of my sisters to come sit on it. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? They would too. Close, but not quite. Oh, the forest loves this performance. I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it deep inside of me. Give the forest what it wants. Let me carry your child. Come. 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 Fill me deep with your seed. Empty yourself. That was very much so needed. I don't feel quite as full as I should. Looks like we'll have to try again later. I can't wait to get a taste of you again. Girls, he's ready for you. Try not to break him. Perhaps he can have some sort of use for us, unlike the other ones. Perhaps the forest shall allow us to lay with this one again. Chosen male, if you can even hear me with all my sisters clamoring around you, if you are accepted, you will be treated as a very hot commodity. I can assure you that.